知行如旅。Listen and share.
Night shift. 夜班。All this started when I was working as a night guard. My first 2 years as a guard, I was working at the control center as an operator where the entire emergency calls and electronic alarms are received. But you get pretty tired of that kind of work pretty fast. And I don't really like to work inside an office. I would rather be out of there in the real world where the action is.I love to work night shifts. I don't know why, but you could call me a night person. So when the opportunity came for transfer, I took it. I started to work as a patrolling guard on a Monday night. The area that I was supposed to guard included 6 business districts, 5 residential districts, 3 industrial areas, and 2 cemeteries. At some of the places,that I was supposed to guard, I had to go inside and use this little device that documents the time I was inside. So, the owner of that building or house, and especially the company that I work for, can see that I'm really doing my job. I have never had any problem with graveyard or anything like that before, and I'm not afraid of the dark. If you're afraid of the dark, night guard,is not the job for you.故事发生在我做夜班警卫的时候。当警卫的头两年，我在控制中心做接线员，所有的紧急呼叫和电子警报都会接到那儿。但很快，你就会对这种工作感到厌倦。我本人也不怎么喜欢待在办公室里，我宁愿到外面参与实际行动。我喜欢上夜班，我也不知是为什么，你可以叫我是夜猫子。所以我抓住一个调任机会，成功换岗了。我周一晚上开始做巡逻警卫，我负责的区域包括6个商业区、5个住宅区、3个工业园区和2个公墓。有些地方我得进到建筑里，将我进入的时间用一个刷卡机记录下来，这样那个建筑或家庭，尤其是公司主人，就可以知道我确实是恪尽职守的。我以前没有在墓地之类的地方遇到过麻烦，我也不怕黑，如果怕黑就不适合做夜班警卫的工作了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。 All this started when I was working as a night guard. 故事发生在我做夜班警卫的时候。 My first 2 years as a guard, I was working at the control center as an operator where the entire emergency calls and electronic alarms are received.
当警卫的头两年，我在控制中心做接线员，所有的紧急呼叫和电子警报都会接到那儿。
But you get pretty tired of that kind of work pretty fast. And I don't really like to work inside an office.
但很快，你就会对这种工作感到厌倦。我本人也不怎么喜欢待在办公室里。
I would rather be out of there in the real world.Where the action is.
我宁愿到外面参与实际行动。
I love to work night shifts. I don't know why, but you could call me a night person.
我喜欢上夜班，我也不知是为什么。你可以叫我是夜猫子。
So when the opportunity came for transfer, I took it.
所以我抓住一个调任机会，成功换岗了。
I started to work as a patrolling guard on a Monday night.
我周一晚上开始做巡逻警卫，
The area that I was supposed to guard included 6 business districts, 5 residential districts, 3 industrial areas, and 2 cemeteries.
我负责的区域包括6个商业区、5个住宅区、3个工业园区和2个公墓。
At some of the places that I was supposed to guard, I had to go inside and use this little device that documents the time I was inside.
有些地方我得进到建筑里，将我进入的时间用一个刷卡机记录下来。
So, the owner of that building or house, and especially the company that I work for, can see that I'm really doing my job.
这样，那个建筑或家庭，尤其是公司主人，就可以知道我确实是恪尽职守的。
I have never had any problem with graveyard or anything like that before, and I'm not afraid of the dark.
我以前没有在墓地之类的地方遇到过麻烦，我也不怕黑。
If you're afraid of the dark, night guard is not the job for you.
如果怕黑，就不适合做夜班警卫的工作了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Shift 转移移动，
比如说
In August we shifted our furniture to our new apartment.
八月时我们把家具搬到了新家。但是在这段文字当中，
Shift 指的是轮班班次，
比如说
We have to work in 3 shifts to keep the company running.
我们必须轮3班制来保持工厂的运转。课文里的 night shift 就是指夜班，但要注意它一般是指小夜班，那从半夜到第二天早晨的大夜班叫什么呢？我们称之为 graveyard shift。
graveyard 意思是坟墓，
这个字听上去就挺吓人的。
emergency
紧急，紧急情况，相信大家在看电影的时候都会看到这样的情况，主人公遇到紧急的事情拿起电话，
It is an emergency.
意思就是我遇到紧张情况了。我们来看个例子。
In China, if you meet an emergency, you can dial 110. While in US, you have to dial 911.
在中国，碰到紧急情况，你可以拨打110。在美国呢，你就得打911了。如果大家留意的话，可以看到有的门上面写着 emergency exit， 意思就是安全出口。
Alarm 表示警报、警钟，
比如说
Fire alarm
火警警报，
Air alarm
突袭警报，
Burglary alarm
防盗警报，
Alarm clock
指的就是闹钟。
Night person
晚上的人，其实就是夜猫子的意思了，我们也可以称之为 Night owl。
Owl
指的是猫头鹰，因为这是一种晚上出来活动的动物，所以我们用它来表示夜猫子。与此相反，如果我们形容某个人是每天很早起床的话，就可以用 morning person。
include
这是一个动词，包括包含，原来我们学过好多词组可以表示包括的意思，比如说
be made up of, be composed of
等等。来看一个例子，
the university includes 10 colleges，
这座大学有10个学院。它的反义词是 exclude， 意思就是排除在外，不包括。
including
也是表示包括，但要注意 including 是一个介词，比如说
the university has 10 colleges including the new college，
这所大学包括那所新的学院一共有10个学院。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。